ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. யுத்த காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 42. தி பேட்டில் பிகின்ஸ், தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Then the Rakshasas went and informed Ravana of the siege of Lanka by the monkey forces. He was furious and strengthened the measures he had taken to guard the capital. He went up to the top of his palace and looked around. The hills, mountains and woods around Lanka were hidden from view by monkeys eager for a fight. He was filled with anxiety as to how he could destroy them. He thought over it long and, plucking up courage, gazed with wonder at Rama and the monkey hosts. Meanwhile, Rama approached the walls with his monkeys and saw the joint quarters of Lanka guarded well by Rakshasa heroes. As soon as Rama set eyes on Lanka adorned with curious flags and banners, the memory of Sita overpowered him. He said sadly, "Alas, my Janaki, whose eyes are like those of a frightened dove, she is too delicate to endure hardship. Here in Lanka, she lies stretched on the ground, tortured by ghastly Rakshasis, consumed by grief. All this was brought about by me, and all this she endures for my sake." Because of his infinite compassion, he controlled his swelling wrath and ordered the monkeys to begin the battle. At this time, the monkeys vied with one another in roaring like lions. Each said to himself, "With mountain peaks and with our fists, hard like diamonds, we shall reduce this Lanka into dust." Armed with rocks and boulders and uprooted trees, the warriors got ready for battle. Before the very eyes of Ravana and utterly disregarding him, the monkey army began to cross the fortress walls at many points as ordered by the chiefs. Observing this, Raghava was very glad. Ready to give up their lives for Rama's sake, the monkeys with red faces and golden bodies surrounded Lanka, carrying trees and rocks as weapons. With trees, rocks and fists, they destroyed walls and groves and gateways. With logs, grass, boulders, trees and earth, they filled the moats which had once held clean, sweet water. The leaders swarmed over the fortress walls, followed by a million monkeys. They pulled down the golden gateways and the towers that looked like the summit of Mount Kailasa. From all the four quarters, they entered Lanka, roaring, jumping, and going hither and thither. Able to assume what forms they would, they roared like lions, shouting, "Long live the mighty Rama and Lakshmana and the allies of Griva!" Laughed uproariously and marched towards Lanka. Meanwhile, the monkey leaders, Veerabahu, Subahu, Nala and others, crossed the walls and arrayed their forces in various places. At the eastern gate stood Kumuda with 10 crores of monkeys. Prahasa and Panasa were stationed there to assist him. At the southern gate stood Shatabali with 20 crores monkeys. Sushena, the father of Tara, stood at the western gate with 60 crores of monkeys. Sugriva, the king of monkeys, stayed with Jambavan near the northern gate where Rama and Lakshmana were. Gavaksh, the chief with terrible eyes and mountain-like body, stood with a crore of monkeys to the right of Rama. Dhumra, the king of bears, terrible in his swiftness, stood on the left side of Rama with 1 crore of monkeys. Vibhishana, peerless in strength and valor, stood mace in hand near Rama. Gaj, Gavaksh, Gavai, Sharabha and Gandhamadan moved from place to place and guarded the army. Enraged by the sight, Ravana ordered all his forces to start for the battle. The Rakshasas rejoiced thereat and raised terrible shouts. They beat with golden rods their war drums, white like the moon, and blew their conches. With their black bodies adorned with priceless jewels and with their conches making deafening music, they looked like rain clouds surrounded by storks pierced by lightning. As the rivers fall into the ocean at the time of moonrise and on the day of dissolution, the Rakshasa forces mingled together shouting and roaring in mad glee. The monkeys roared and shouted in return, so that the mountain Trikuta and its slopes and caves echoed with the din. conch, kettle drum, war drums, and other instruments of martial music, mingled with the trumpeting of elephants and the neigh of horses, the crash and thunder of chariots, and the war cries and shouts of the soldiers, to shake the very earth and sky to their foundations. Meanwhile, the battle began between the monkeys and the Rakshasas, like the fight between the Devas and the Asuras in the far past. The Rakshasas shouted out their names and prowess and achievements as they struck at the monkeys with clubs, swords, tridents and hatchets. The cries, "Victory to our majesty!" from the Rakshasas were answered with cries of "Victory to Lord Sugriva!" from the monkeys. The Rakshasas were slain in countless numbers by the monkeys with trees and rocks, with nails and teeth. From the battlements, the Rakshasas struck and stabbed and tore the monkey forces with swords, tridents and sticks. The enraged monkeys sprang at them and pushed them down. Thus a river of blood flowed above the bodies of the dead and dying. The fight between the Rakshasas and the monkey forces was unique and incomparable. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.